Today we're presented with a challenge to sort of navigate between two extremes that we might be tempted to address the culture, or how we approach the culture around us. On the one hand, giving in to the world's demands, to join in the sinful practices or the sinful things that we see in the world. That's the one side. We have to avoid that, of course. And on the other hand, we have to avoid standing apart and kind of demanding or judging against people or condemning people because of the way they are, you know? We have to enter into the culture with love, but also stand apart and as a witness and example. While I was in college, with a group of friends, we went over to this adult entertainment shop, and we began to pray the rosary in front of it. We kind of wanted to protest their actions there. And we got a pretty quick response. The storekeeper came out, and he wasn't very happy with us. And I think a policeman showed up a little bit later, and so we didn't stay very long, but we were trying to make a point, you know, that we don't agree with this. And, you know, when we do that in the culture, we get a response. Why is it that we see so often the church being ridiculed or discredited in the media or in different places in our culture? Well, it's because sin, right? Sin is uncomfortable when it's addressed or when it's sort of confronted. And in order to avoid that, sometimes the church is sort of undercut or, kind of thrown under the bus, if you will, in different ways. You know, sometimes for myself, if I'm covered with mud, I feel a lot better about myself if you're covered with mud too. And so sometimes the culture kind of approaches it, I think, in that way. Try to drag each other down into the mud rather than trying to build each other up. Used to be that in our culture, sin was recognized as wrong, right? We understood that sin was a bad thing. And, you know, even if we preferred sin or if we indulged in it, we still knew that it was wrong. But we're kind of getting to the point now in our society where we're just so disoriented that sin or wrongdoing or, you know, different things, sinful practices, are seen as, you know, being persecuted if we talk about them, or if we say that they're wrong, then those who do them, we should feel bad for them. And the church is a bully for saying that they're doing the wrong thing. So, you know, we kind of find ourselves confusing sometimes, or we get caught up in, how do I witness to the world in a loving way? You know, the society wants to kind of quiet the voice of the church and to put them to the side and silence them because they don't want to be confronted about the things that are bad. Is there evil in the church? Is there evil in the members of the church? Do we sin? Yes, right? We know that. There's that element of the church, but we never hold that part up and say, this is great. Look at how we're great at this. We sin. Aren't we good for this? Isn't that why we should all be Christians, so we can sin together? We don't hold up that as our reason for being Christian. We trust in Jesus Christ and his love, his mercy, and we hold up his teachings and our belief in him. That's what we hold up, and that's what we hold up to the culture and say, this is a better way, this is a greater way. Come and follow us following Christ. So sometimes we have to sort of distinguish that. And we hear in the first reading today, the wicked say, let us beset the just one because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. Isn't that what we see sometimes in our culture when we try to stand upright as Christians and say, there's a different way that we're called to live? And sometimes we kind of feel beat down because of the things that we face or the sort of things that we see in society around us. But what does the culture offer us? We have to be clear about that. On what basis should we judge the values of our society? You know, a society that legalizes the killing of the innocent. A society that promotes and encourages promiscuity, violence, waste, that values animal life at times higher than human life, or a society that turns away from God and worships the self. These are the things that we see sometimes in our culture. And to what end? Where does this lead us? Well, it really leads us into the desert, right? It leads us into the place of not abundance, but of need. We end up kind of chasing after this mirage, and we keep seeking. We think we're going to get it, and then we don't. And that's kind of how sin is. It offers the carrot, right? It offers us something, and it seems good, and we try to follow it and get it, it always seems to slip past us, or we need more of it, or we're not satisfied. So we as Christians have to avoid that, and to avoid being caught up or being pulled astray into the modern ideas of what is happiness and freedom. And we have to reject those things, because it's the rejection of God's plan for us. Sin always, right, always has that, looks good, has that luster, but when we taste it, when we get it, it always has a bad or a bitter aftertaste. And we recognize that's what sin is. The devil's always trying to trick us. He's trying to get out there and distort and confuse and bring us to a place where we are away from the Lord. Sometimes, as Christians, we can be tempted to respond to society in a negative way, with accusation, with frustration, or, you know, condemning others. And we want to cling to our earthly power at times. But we recognize that we too are sinners. We too need God's grace. And we're not called to condemn others, but to share the love of God, the love that God has for us and that we have experienced, to share that with the world. We must want to join Christ on the cross, right? Join him in the crucifixion. He died for us because he loves us. We sometimes have to die to ourselves to love our brothers and sisters around us. It's tempting to say at times, perhaps if I just kind of step back or avoid the limelight, if I kind of avoid things, if I'm silent, or if I put, on a show of sort of compliance with different things, maybe then I won't get into trouble, or I won't get, condemned by the culture. But I think we're to the point now where we have to be firm in our standing with Christ, be rooted in God, refusing to give in to sin, but also turning to the world, loving those who we see who are in great need, who are struggling, who are caught up in sin. We have to have them have compassion and love for them. St. James warns us to avoid any false posturing as Christians. If we are giving in to jealousy or selfish ambition, then we're disordered, or then we're going to be caught up in foul practices. So we must rather be rooted in love, that love for one another. It's so important. So the danger for us as Christians is becoming bitter in the struggle that we face, confronting the world. We can get kind of fed up with them. Why don't they get it? Why don't they see what we're trying to do? Whether we're trying to love them, they're trying to give them the best thing for them. Why don't they see that? Why do they always push us away or push us down? And we can get frustrated, and we can begin to kind of be hardened in our hearts and kind of stand apart and say, okay, you chose that, go and do that, and we'll just be over here, and you be over there, and that's how it is. So that's the danger that we sometimes can fall into. But if we condemn the sinner, then we condemn ourselves, right? We too need God's grace. We too need his love. And Jesus invites us today, I think, to enter into that cross, that suffering. He talks about that today in the gospel. We must walk that middle road, rejecting sin, and yet also loving the sinner and reaching out to them, even if they at times seek our destruction or seek the destruction of the church. Did not Jesus go to the cross for us out of love? Should we expect anything different? The Lord loves us, he's calling us to follow him, it's challenging, it's difficult. And Jesus says today to us, if anyone wishes to be first, he must be the last of all and the servant of all. So we're called to follow Christ. And Christ is here at Mass to help us. That's why he's calling us to come to Mass weekly, to have that prayer life, all these things to help us build ourselves up in God's grace and God's love, so that we can share that with the world around us. It's not easy, it's challenging, it's very difficult. But we're called to follow Jesus. And if we do that, we will experience the cross. We will experience the cross in different ways in our lives. But that shouldn't dissuade us from giving ourselves to the Lord and asking him to give us the strength to be witnesses in the world. So today we pray for the grace to be those witnesses, to love God above all things. We ask you, Lord, to take away our sins, help us to be reunited with you, and that we share that love that you have given to us with those around us in the world.